Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being generous, taking a look at what God says our generosity ought to look like. The source of our generosity being God Himself. The application of it in the way that we give. But also in the way that we keep or we don't keep. And to recognize that we give ourselves first to God. And then His stuff is what we're managing. Today, as we approach the end of the week, heading into the weekend, we're going to be talking and praying about generosity in sowing and reaping and planting and harvesting and recognizing the laws of God. In nature, reflect His desire for what ought to be seen in our life. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6 says, "Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously." The law of harvest says you plant a seed and you'll get more back than what you planted. You plant more seeds, you get even more of a harvest. There are some crops that require pollination that one seed isn't going to do anything. You plant one sweet corn seed and expect a harvest of sweet corn, you're going to be greatly disappointed. But to an extent, the more that we plant, number one, the more work there is to do. Somehow we miss that part in this correlation. But the more that we're able to harvest. And sometimes a small planting produces more than we want. You ever plant a zucchini? You don't want to plant a lot of those unless you have a need to use a truckload of zucchini. But God's desire in our life is that we would recognize this principle in the production of fruits and vegetables and the things that grow in the ground and how it ought to be lived out in our life. And in this sowing, in this planting, there's a deliberate action that takes place based on what we desire for a future harvest. It's important that what we're planting is representative of what we want to harvest. I can't decide that I want to grow sweet corn and find bean seed cheaper, and so I'll plant it and somehow expect to harvest the sweet corn. You see, what we harvest is greater than what we plant, but it's also similar to what we plant. And we can't plant anger and division and bitterness and expect a harvest of peace and joy and righteousness. You see, we like, at least I like, the multiplication factor of the good things. But I often fail to think about the multiplication factor of the not so good things that I'm planting. And God's desire is that we understand the sowing and reaping and generosity. We plant the seeds of love and compassion, of mercy and forgiveness. We choose through the seeds of financial generosity to plant seeds in the lives of people who need help. And we live in life and even those that would not claim to be Christ followers will talk about this very principle. They'll say what goes around comes around. They'll talk about karma, which is really that same principle. You harvest what you sow. And God's desire is that we would understand that regardless of the label that people give it, it's His principle at work. And we sow those seeds of godly characteristics in ways that are meaningful, in ways that are appropriate, and then we do the work. And sometimes we get lazy. We like the idea of a bountiful harvest. We don't like the idea of the work of planting. Growing up on a farm where we raise vegetables, and remember a story in a children's, wasn't really a Bible storybook, it was applying Bible principles to stories. But of a son that was asked to go out and plant pumpkin seeds. Plant a field of pumpkins, that the family was growing pumpkins and it would be their income. And he began with a huge bag of pumpkin seed and a large field in front of him. The instructions were given. Plant 3 or 4 seeds in this hill and you move on to the next and plant 3 or 4 more, but he got tired really quickly. He began to just drop a handful of seeds at each stop, and he was still tired, and so finally just emptied the bucket out, the bag of seed out. Well, eventually, you know what happened. The seeds grew. And much of the field was left unplanted because everything was growing in a very small area. And because they were all bunched together and not enough soil and nutrients. Many of them didn't produce anything. So it's more than just throwing a bunch of seed in a pile and hoping for the best. It's sowing generously according to the ground that God gives us. And then waiting, working, remaining faithful. And as those seeds of generosity, those seeds of godly qualities are allowed to grow, they produce a great harvest. And while we rejoice in the harvest, we also ought to rejoice in the opportunity to plant generously. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love gives us the seed of faith, the seed of mercy, the seed of compassion and forgiveness. The seed of every good and perfect gift that all comes from you. Father, things that we want to see increase in our own life and the lives of others. But seeds that sometimes we fail to plant, or we become very stingy with them. Father, you even give us the seeds of finances, the stuff of this world, and we often become very selfish with it as well. And so, God, today it's my prayer that you would help us to be generous in planting the seed that you provide. To be faithful in planting it so that it's a continual process, being planted in appropriate places at appropriate times, in the season of planting. Father, we would do our part in working, planting the seeds, seeing that it's watered and cared for. As your Spirit provides the nourishment, provides the increase, provides the growth, and Father, whether it's financial generosity or attitude generosity or forgiveness generosity, may all of it come together to produce a great harvest. So that your kingdom would grow. So that people would turn to you and know the salvation that comes through your Son Jesus. And so, God, today, help us to be very careful in what we're planting. May we take that which was planted in us and remain faithful as it produces a harvest. And may we turn and replant that seed into the lives of others. And may we trust that you yourself will provide and will bring to fruition a harvest of righteousness. God, as we plant seed today, may we lift up Jesus in all things so that He would draw people to Himself, so that He would bring in that harvest. And it's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God. so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.